Welcome to the Nobody Gets This podcast with your host, Tony Zamboni and DJ J Flo.
Dude, how long have we been doing this? I swear I hear something different every time. Dude had a down in here. It's back to back. Back in the back. I was like, bro,
okay.
Phil, back there cutting. Phil, back there cutting up.
Cutting up. Welcome to the Nobody Gets This podcast. I'm Tony Zamboni.
It's your boy, J Flo, checking in. What up, yo?
I'm withholding the hip-hop horn this
Dude,
podcast.
Come on. Hit me with the
horn. Hit me
with the horn, Tony.
It's out of respect. We're going to respect that at one of our core listeners' requests.
That's love. That's love.
It's a little respect.
We got you.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Right.
Welcome back to the podcast. I don't want to draw attention to it. I'm only going to say it once. We broke our New Year's resolution of doing more.
We have.
Oh my God. I feel so bad for our listener. I feel bad for us. We've had a lot to talk about.
But we have some new listeners. Pat came up to me and was like, hey, I've been listening to you guys. Like, listen to the whole thing. And it's like, when the next one. I'm like, bro, calm down.
He's like one of three people that keep asking for the next one.
Nah, so I got a couple of them that keep asking me.
Thank you so much for asking. We're here. Got some great topics today. We're going to talk about.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a little travel.
Ooh.
Talk about some words that make us cringe.
Yeah.
Got a little snack review in there somewhere.
Mm.
And this is not for the kiddos. So we're going to go ahead and warn you now. This is not my topic either.
Hide your kids.
Do not necessarily hide your wife.
Don't hide your wife.
You may want her to listen to this. We're going to talk sex toys.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
That's okay. I'm going to market explicit. So then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, we're not going to say no cuss words or nothing like that or say
no. No. It's just an adult topic.
It's
a very adult topic.
Now we're going to get into it, but yeah, okay.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
We ain't going to get into it right now, but I'm just saying, like,
that's a tease.
It can get deep.
That's a tease.
I got a lot of things going through my head.
Is there anything, like, small you want to get out right now? You don't want to hold it?
Nope, I don't. But can we go back to the last show, though?
Well, like, I can't just rewind and play it back.
Okay, you can't rewind and take back, but we got caught out.
Why?
My boy Brandon called me up. He said, Jeff. He's like, you're going to see Pink, and I don't believe that you guys didn't talk about the one hit. I was like, what hit is that, Brandon? And he said, there you go. What? That's a good one, too. That's that old Johnny Gill boy. Hey,
I have no idea why Johnny Gill played. I think he's referring to this one.
This is the one we're talking about, Brandon. This one is for you, bud.
We're not going to play the whole
thing. We ain't going to play the whole thing, but this right here was the hit.
This was the first song, right?
I think so. I should have did my research, but I think it is.
Is it because we talked about this and not Most Girls? Or we talked about Most Girls and not this?
Right.
They're still great songs.
Yeah, I hope she do this one in concert, though.
She does some from the original still.
Yeah.
And she probably will.
I hope so.
So this is what you had to... This is literally what I stopped the show for?
We stopped the show just to go back for a minute, just to let Brandon know that this was a hit right here. There you go, Pink. Now we can move on to the next topic.
Well, no, well, not while we're on it. We're going to go down...
Oh.
Everybody agrees. Just you wait. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. So, we talked about her. I gotta talk about her again. And I made a mistake on TikTok.
Did you?
Well, yeah, because the opening night of her Eras tour, you know, the one that everybody got pissed off that they couldn't go see.
Yep.
And that they sued Ticketmaster for.
Crying, couldn't come to work.
Crying, all that mess.
literally couldn't come to work.
So she, I was just scrolling through my TikTok, you know, for you page, my FYP. And you know that it just randomly serves stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it randomly served me someone's video from her Eras tour opening night. Well, I made the mistake of watching it, knowing right. that I wasn't going to go to the show. Man, so it didn't matter. Anyway. It didn't matter to me. There were no spoilers. Right. So now every day, every freaking day,
you see
in my FYP is a clip from her Eras tour concert. I know everything about the concert now. I know it's 3 hours long.
Mm.
If you don't want spoilers, turn it down for like 60 seconds. Don't listen for 60 seconds. Now this is your warning.
It's your warning.
Do I have a warning? This is, oh, it doesn't work on mine. Say it.
This is your warning.
Ooh.
Let's not do that again. So I know that she has a giant, she doesn't have a set. Okay. A giant video wall is her set on the back wall.
Right.
And a really long stage with a diamond center, and then it comes out a little bit more.
Yeah.
She slides underneath several times. She's got a bunch of squares that rise up and down, up all the whole show. Like, I want spectacle. And she has some spectacle in it from the clips I've seen, but like most of it is her standing on these platforms that move up and down repeatedly.
And see, you've seen that. I haven't seen. I've seen one thing because my For You page
is
jacked up.
It's because I'm white. That's
mine. Is straight gangster. I'm lying. Hood, so, fighting and all that stuff. But the only thing I saw was where people was asking, I guess there's a hole in the middle of the floor and she dives into it. Yeah. That's the only one I've seen. I'm like, and the question is, what does she dive into? Like, what
she dives into a...
I know it is, but that's the only thing I've seen.
She dives into a, like an airbag or something, right. And then they slide her down the floor.
Right. Like,
there's no... It's not like it's not like this, oh my God, how crazy.
But that's what people say.
In fact, if I could share... there is a cool technical part of this, though. When the floor opens up underneath and she's waiting for her cue to jump safely, the ring around the opening under the stage is red, like a red LED light, and it turns green when it's ready for her to jump.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool.
That's neat.
Actually, I'll say this.
That stuff I geek out on.
If you're watching it from the side, technologically, it's pretty freaking cool because she dives in there and then the whole floor is a video wall. The entire floor is a video wall.
So the floor she's stepping on?
The whole stage is a video wall.
Shut up.
So, but it's not technically a wall, it's a video floor.
Wow. I didn't know that either.
So you see her swimming all the way down the stage, up to the stage. The thing I can't figure out, though, is if the actual wall, the big stage wall, is a video screen or if it's actual LED panels. I've yet to figure that out. Not that we're going to figure that out tonight. Anyway, so it also reiterated my thoughts on Taylor Swift because in watching these clips of her concert, she's obviously singing in a few of these clips, and she's an okay singer. She was very pitchy in a couple of the clips I saw, and that just goes to show you, I appreciate her for the catchy music she writes.
Mm-hmm.
They are very catchy songs, and I do like them, okay? I appreciate her awkwardness, because she's kind of like, you know, the awkward nerdy kid turned superstar, and that's, I think, why ladies and the little girls like her, because she's just so nerdy and normal. But man, she's not a great singer. She's just not.
Yeah, give her, like, just tell her to stand up in church and blow. She probably sucks.
Yeah, I know. And then everyone's going to be like, don't be coming for my Tay-Tay. Mm. And the Swifties be coming for me. No, don't come for me. Because I feel like it's like a Simon Cowell moment. Like, no, you can't sing. You can't ridiculous. Sing that. Now, she can sing the songs.
Right.
But the minute she tries to, like, ad-lib or belt, it's not good.
Mm-mm.
What's the one song I was watching that she did that?
I can't see her being that.
Shake It Off. You know the part where she goes, hang on, maybe I can find it. Maybe I can find the song, the actual song. This is like a mega mix.
I just can't see her being that kind of singer that you won't want to just in the middle of nowhere be like, you know, sing your song, like studio recorded, all that good stuff. I just can't.
And let me reiterate too, if she ever asked me to be a backup singer, I would do it.
I would do it too.
Because I want to be a backup singer. So
don't get it twisted.
But anyway, no, she goes in Shake It Off. You know, that part where it kind of goes, where she does the rap. My boyfriend.
Right.
And then shake, shake, shake. And then it goes quiet. And she goes, woo, 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 woo. Yeah, yeah. Well, the concert videos were, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, no.
Anyway, if you have tickets to go see, if you have to.
You sound like somebody's little cousin on TikTok trying to make me big.
Trying to what?
Trying to make it big. Oh my God. That's ridiculous.
I have a appropriate music for the next topic, but I don't know how to get it. I don't know how to find it. I forget what the album's called. Is it? No, it's not. I don't think it's that. Is it?
I don't know what you're trying to pull up.
I don't know either. Let's just kill Taylor Swift right now. Kill the song. Kill the song.
Right. Kill the song. All
right, how about?
Damn, little mama. You know you thick as hell, no.
This is what you pull up. Matter of fact, what are we talking about?
Niggas gonna be together, know what I'm saying? I ain't even worried about them really though. I'm just looking at you.
Oh wow.
I mean, shit, you know. Got them big ass hips, god damn.
Okay, maybe I'm in love with the stripper was not the right one. How about this one? There we go.
That old bow chicka wow wow. That's what I'm talking about, boy.
The studio audience appreciates it.
Hey, yay, hey.
I feel like I shouldn't have gotten here this early. We're only 12 minutes in. I should have waited till like 30 minutes in.
Yeah, you skipped that one quick, but you here. Let's do it.
No, you know what? Let's not. It's not unheard of. It's our show. We can do whatever we want, right?
Okay.
So let's hold that. I'll try to find some better music. Let's talk about travel.
Okay. Let's talk about travel.
So I had a random thought when both of us actually went on trips, which is another reason again.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of travel in the winter, by the way. Not a lot of travel during the summer, but a lot of travel during the winter. And I went to Charlotte. You went back home to the MKE.
The MKE.
And I only wanted to mention one thing. This is going to sound so stupid and nerdy. It has nothing to do with my trip. Charlotte's a great city. I always have a great time there. I love it. Airplanes?
Mm.
The fact that they can get off the ground fascinates me every time.
Fascinates me too.
I stare out that damn window and I know the laws of physics and all that BS, but I still can't believe something that damn heavy can get off the ground as fast as it does and stays in the air. I mean, it's supposed to.
It's supposed to do. But like you said,
I just still don't. It just fascinates me. I'm in awe every time a plane takes off. I'm like, oh my God, how is this even physically happening?
The wings, the way the wings do their thingy.
Flex.
That means that engine has to be revved up so fat. If y'all can see me right now, I talk with my hands.
Why are you flapping your wings? He's flapping his wings.
Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. But the way that engine, how fast is that engine going to get that much air to, I guess, drive this thing down the runway, the takeoff, and then the landings as well.
Can I share with you an aerospace term?
Sure.
So when the pilots are calculating everything for takeoff, they put all the weight to the bags, the weight of the passengers, and then it determines at what speed the plane has to get to so it can physically take off. And it's called V1.
V1.
Velocity 1.
That's because you were a nerd and you probably watched that on a video.
YouTube, yes.
Right. There's nothing like hearing like
the
weird
plane
sound.
The plane will, the cockpit voice thing says V1. And then you rotate, which means pull the yoke back. And then you take off. And also, incidentally, speaking nerdy, is you know that the wings like can change their shape like birds do?
I noticed that.
Like the flaps, the little flappies go up and down. The flaps, the ailerons.
That's what they call
the speed brake.
Is that what it's called?
Well, that's how you slow down when you stop, when you're landing. But
I
like,
mean, I know they change.
They change shape. They go, or if you got an Airbus, it goes, wait a minute.
And then you're scared.
Wait a minute. I can actually play this. Talk about your travel for a second.
So I went back to the Milwaukee MKE 414. Some friends of mine had a party that I have never attended, and I attended it for the first time this year. It was a must go to, like the who's who goes to it. I mean, and it was an amazing time. I saw a lot of people. That
oh, this
I
was the known. White the party that I was like, what are you talking about? It was a daytime party.
It's a day party. It's the Adidas party.
And everybody has to wear Adidas.
Everybody has to wear Adidas. So shout out to the Milwaukee crew who put on the Adidas party. And then they also, it was the 50th anniversary of hip hop this year. And then also a friend of mine turned 50 this year. So
okay. That
was amazing. And then what they do is they always have the hottest DJs in Milwaukee, but then also they bring in special guests. So they did DJ New Styles, and then Styles is blowing up. If y'all don't know Styles, look him up. And then DJ Bizon, he's new to me. I've heard him around before. But they did their thing at the beginning. Then they brought out the special guest. So one special guest was...
So they don't tell you, but they don't tell you who these people are, the special guests.
Nope. No. Did not know who special guests were.
Okay.
And me being nosy and knowing people, I was like, I know somebody got to know. So I'm putting my connects together. And it was like, Jeff, like, we really don't know. And then they brought in a Black Sheep. The choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. So they came, or he came in with his DJ.
Was this at a small little like,
it was in a club
venue?
Yeah, it was,
or a nightclub, or
it was
a club, bar.
I've never been in before, right there on Water Street. But they had two sides. They had food in there. They had a vendor in there for food. They had this lady doing an old school candy table. They had where you could take pictures, but it was two bars. A stage. They had an upstairs where you can buy VIP up there if you wanted to do that. But then I said the special guest. So Black Sheep was there, and then it was one more. So, you know, they switched out DJs, but there was one more DJ set up, and I was like, who is the other special guest? And this guy came out, and he, you know, people weren't paying attention to it like I was, because, you know me, I'm like looking.
You're into the production of it
into
all.
The whole production.
Gee, sounds nerdy when you're flying too, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
See, you're curious about how things work and how they're doing how they do it.
Mm-hmm. So, because they were on a stage, it wasn't like they were in a DJ booth. So it was a whole nother DJ turntable setup, and this guy pops up, and then I, you know, was looking like, who is that? You know, trying to figure out who he was, but he was just a guy who was setting up for this, you know, the next performer, and so. I said, well, in my brain, looked at this guy and said, he looks like Kid Capri. But I was like, he's not. He wasn't Kid Capri, but he was setting it up. And then, like, the music stopped. Black Sheep was off the stage. And then this dude comes out with this big fur coat on, this hoodie on, these sunglasses on. And guess who it was?
Usher.
It was your boy Kid Capri. If you ain't never heard Kid Capri or been to a Kid Capri show, I'm telling you, cuts
just for this, up. Just for that one, due to the nature of where you were.
Thank you.
Little baby hip hop horn.
The baby hip hop horn. But Kid Capri came out, and when I say cut up, had the crowd hype.
Now, for those who don't know Kid Capri, is there a mainstream song that people would be like, oh yeah?
Nope, Kid Capri's just, I mean, he's just a DJ. He is the DJ. He was on, oh my God. He was on a comedy thing back in the day. I can't even think about it. You threw me off with this one.
Star Search?
No, not Star Search, boy. The black comedy show.
With
Martin and all of them.
Oh.
It was live. We used to watch it too. Oh my God. I just drew a blank.
All right, well.
But anyways, Kid Capri came out. I straight up for like 2 hours, nothing but the hits, back to back to back. Crowd participation, like I've seen him perform once before. We went down to Circuit City Classes in Indiana, and he was there, and like rips it up like no other, and have you on the floor dancing.
Where does he normally perform?
everywhere. I mean, he's on XM right now, though. But
he's a big deal.
He's a big deal.
I mean, I know he's a big deal. But for the listener who does not know much about Kid Capri.
Correct. Where were you going with this?
I'm just asking you to explain if there was something somebody would know or something that they would know him from. But since you said that one show that nobody, you don't even know what the hell it is, then I guess we're not going to.
Because you caught me off guard on that
with one. Martin. The only show I know about Martin is Martin.
No, it's not Martin.
And who is the character Martin played?
I'm choking.
Who's the girl?
Gina. He does the Kid Capri Block Party on Sirius XM Fly Channel 47. And then, oh my God.
You're mad because I'm making you work, aren't you?
You are making me work.
Well, you know, you can't just come out and be like, assuming everybody knows what you're talking about. This is our job to educate, to expose your
Def
ears.
Jam. I got
Def
it.
Def Jam.
Def Comedy Jam. Def Comedy That's Jam. What it was. He was a DJ for Def Comedy Jams. Killed it every time, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And he's known for shouting out, "This your boy, Kid Capri." And he came out and did that. And I lost my mind. I was with my sisters, my brother-in-law, and I said a cuss word. I said, "That's that Kid Capri." And they was like, "What?" And he said it, and it was on. It was on. Like, it was hot in the club. Drinks was flowing. Everybody was dancing. Amazing time.
You also lost your voice.
I did lose my voice.
Which I know that to be true because you were sending me snaps. And you were like this.
And everybody in the club was getting tipsy.
Because you were shouting.
Yeah.
So it was a good time?
It was an amazing time.
Good to be back in the MKE?
It was good. It's always good to be back in MKE. So my boy YT.
Hey,
so YT. My girl Val.
Does YT listen?
YT did listen. YT is like funny. So, you know, he has his moments. But.
Okay.
Yep. We went out to the Point East. Me and my sister and my brother-in-law went to Point East. They have some good wings. If you're ever in Milwaukee, try that. But then me, YT, and Val, we went down to Elsa's, had the signature cocktails and the wings.
Okay.
The broccoli.
I hate you.
The nachos.
I hate you. I'm trying to like rubbing it in.
It is. Now we're back.
But okay, so I found here. Is this going to work? Mm. Oh, it's not going to work. Wait a minute. Nope. Just give me a second. Talk about something.
The nerdy things that you,
yeah, my do. Nerdy, my nerdy side. I'm trying to
just let everybody know.
Oh, see, it didn't disconnect. Why is it not playing? I'm connected via Bluetooth. My audio is up. I'm trying to play this. Oh well. I connected this to Bluetooth and it's not. It doesn't want to play anything. Well, anyway. Listen. You hear that?
Yeah.
That's the Airbus bark.
The Airbus bark.
So if you're on an Airbus aircraft, it barks. It goes. Vroom, 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 vroom. The first time I ever flew one, I was like, oh my God, what is that? Because I'm a paranoid flyer, which is even funnier. Like, I'm fascinated by it, but like, I hate flying. So I'm like, oh my God, what is that? What is that? And it's a characteristic of the Airbus aircraft.
Yeah.
You don't even care, do you?
I really don't, because you in an airplane, as fascinated you are with this, how scary you are when you're up in the air, grabbing the seats, grabbing a person next to you. Praying to Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. What was that?
That is correct. Yes.
Oh. Slow jamming with your boy.
Okay. Now it's time to talk adults.
Let's talk about sex. And not really about sex, but I think it's why you got this 80s porn music playing. I can't with you right now.
Do you ever try to on the old school TVs go between channels 6 and 7 or whatever it was? And
yeah, you nasty.
Ka-chink, ka-chink.
Right.
I don't think anybody even knows what that is. That song, that A, that noise, and B, that TV channel. Did your TV have a mechanical channel changer?
No, we. I mean,
you'd use a dial.
Yeah, we did a dial.
We actually, I think, must have had one of the first remotes. Because it was a big gray box with just up and down and two up and down buttons.
Yep.
And then another pair of buttons, I think, for volume or something.
My aunt in Memphis had that.
And you would change the channel. And it would go, ka-chink, ka-chink, ka-chink.
Big time.
And if you held it too long, it would go like 10 channels past the one you wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're not even that old. Anyway.
Anyways. So I guess my question is, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex toys, sex lube. I mean, just buying sexual things. Like, it's hilarious to be in a store and you watch people walk by the aisle with sexual products. Is that what I want to say? Is that a word? What I want to use?
I guess.
Cut it up one time. Oh, you're killing with the music today, bro.
So what's your problem with the people holding these things?
Why are people so embarrassed is the question. So why are people so embarrassed to go up to products and like look for the products and actually search the products and buy the products, touch products? People are so embarrassed. Like, you can walk past that aisle. The young people are making fun of it. Like, oh my God, like, you just buy it. Like, if you need some condoms, buy it. If you need some lube because you dry, buy it. Like, you walk past the aisle and they're like looking at it, you know, and like immediately.
It's an interesting point because everybody poops, right?
Right.
But no one's got any trouble
talking about it.
Talking about it. Like, you're just so easy, especially you, door wide open. I just took a deuce. But like,
making videos
people talk about that stuff all the time. They buy toilet paper, they buy laxatives. That's not a big deal. So why would that be a big deal? I guess you got a good point.
Like, why are people so shy? You walk past that aisle. I walked past the aisle the other day and there was this older lady there. And I was just like, I'm excited because I'm like, oh, grandma, you still getting it in? Like, girl, like, what are you doing? I had questions. I wanted to go back and I wanted to ask her, like, are you married? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a toy? Like, what is it that you're buying here? And our particular store has a little section in it. It has everything in it.
Does this work for an extended period of time?
Do you need batteries? Batteries are in that aisle over there. Like,
you're starting to see a lot more of like sex toys and sex aids and things in regular stores.
Like, they have cock rings.
Are they locked up?
Not locked up. I mean, it's
you're right. Why are we embarrassed to talk about it?
Why are people? And then the thing is, I mean, I guess it's such a hush-hush thing. And I wonder, like, other, like, foreign countries, are they like that as well? Because then you had some kids in here. I had some kids the other day, and it was a group there, and they were, like, quiet and, like, but then there was two other guys that came past. When I say kids, because I am older, and they were probably in their early 20s, like that, late teens. But they were making fun of the other kids and it embarrassed the other ones. And it was just like, okay, but if they were there, like really having a conversation about it, which they were, like, why is it so embarrassing? Why is that something so embarrassing to talk about? Like,
well, I think it's just because it's a part of you that's very personal and private, I guess. That's not.
And you
rinse. I don't know. I mean, to me, I equate it to like feminine hygiene products, which is really weird because, like, the commercials, growing up and even still, all they talk about is pads and tampons and drugs that you can take to help your flow, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, but we can't show, like, you never see a lube commercial.
No, you don't.
You do hear Trojan commercials. They're the only ones that I've heard that advertise on, like, Spotify and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, or iHeart, does iHeart have them too?
I don't know.
I think iHeart might actually have some ads running. Anyway. But yeah, so what do you want? What do you want us to normalize it?
Normalize it. Normalize products. Normalize saying, yes, you can go in a store and buy condoms. When you put a box of condoms on the belt to ring it up, why are you like shying away from it? Like, nah, like this is what I'm doing. I'm fist to get down tonight. I don't want no babies.
It's almost like going to the liquor store and you pick up a bottle of vodka or you leave the store and you got like a whole shopping cart full of drinks and people look at you and go, oh, someone's getting turnt.
Somebody getting turnt. So.
So why can't someone see a giant bottle of lube in your cart and go, someone's getting turnt.
Somebody getting laid, not turnt. But that's my thing about sex. Like, now let's pour a glass of wine, cause now we're all alone. I've been waiting all night, so just let me hold you close to me, cause I've been dying for you, girl, to make love to me.
Yeah, they are so good.
They were.
Not anymore, though. Remember we went to go see them and they were terrible because it was the one dude.
It was
dude.
Just one dude. It was just one dude.
The one dude.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's that. That's my thing about sex. Like, let's normalize sex toys, sex products. I mean, it's out there. I mean, you see me with some condoms in my hand, you see me with some lube, then give me a shout out. Say, do good. Something.
Say what?
Right. If you see me with some Hennessy, you talking about Jeff can't get turned up. You see me with some lube.
Okay.
Ain't nothing with a little extra spice.
Now, speaking of spice, I'll start with the word moist.
Moist. Words that people hate.
That's one of them. Moist.
I don't have a problem with creamy. Moist. I don't have a problem with creamy.
Creamy and
I'm
moist.
I'm good with moist and creamy. But let me tell you what your boy, I don't get down with the word sassy.
Sassy?
Sassy.
Of all words.
Out of all words, I hate the word sassy. Okay. Somebody told me, oh, you seem a little sassy today. Jeff, don't get sassy. I hate the word sassy.
What's so offensive about that?
I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way. You don't understand. Like right now, me talking about the word sassy, it has my blood pressure up right now.
Okay.
So words I hate sassy. Moist we good with, creamy we good with, sassy I hate. The other word that I'm starting to have a problem with since COVID has happened, and I had to like look at it because I mean I knew what it meant, but never done or known before, the word unprecedented. Everything nowadays is unprecedented. Well, these are unprecedented times.
That started with COVID.
COVID.
And everything, every commercial had it, yeah.
Love me some Uncle Lester at 6:30 watching the news, but everything on the news right now is unprecedented. Can we lose unprecedented? Can we get rid of that word? Can they take it out of the vocabulary? Who the writers are, whatever.
Or like, for the people that actually say it wrong and say unprecedented.
Unprecedented. We know what they mean. The word starting to make my blood bubble. I can't even talk. Like, I'm over.
Are you starting to get bubble guts over it?
Bubble. Not bubble. You don't want me to get bubble guts. We have to end this show right quick. But I can't do unprecedented.
I'll be talking to myself.
Can't do unprecedented.
You know what word I hate?
What?
And it doesn't make, it's not a moist, creamy kind of word.
Mm.
Right. We've talked about this a million times. It's the crutch that pauses in between sentences. And I thought it was isolated to just my place of employment. Mm. It is not. It is not. A lot of people use it. And I hate it. Every time I hear it, I want to say, stop it!
I mean, it's that thing. It's just like, right?
No, right. No. It's your uncomfortable. It replaces is what it is.
True.
It's a replacement of
True. True.
And when I coach people on how to speak in public or how to speak to for an interview or for something like that, the one thing I always tell them is talk slower, because your brain is racing so fast that just tends to come out because your brain can't keep up with what you want to say, or your mouth can't keep up with what your brain wants to say. And so you just end up saying every single time. And so that's what right has become.
I can feel that.
It's like the more formal way of
Right.
But if you just slow down, you catch yourself saying and you can pull that out. So you should pull the right out.
Okay. I feel you on that one. Look at you, professor. All right.
Professor Clark. Who's here for class?
Who's here for class?
That's actually not a joke. It's almost like saying, you know, don't say moist.
Don't say moist.
Use another word for moist. But the right thing to me is my cringe. I cannot stand it. I just can't. And you hear it in professional settings. You hear it in casual settings when someone's trying to explain something, right? And,
I mean, and then with right, too, it's almost like you want to be snarky back and say, I don't know, you tell me. When they say right, like, they, like you said, they, well, but I'm just, like, you tell just, me, like, this is your conversation.
Just pause. Just stop talking when you hear yourself about to say right or That's all there is to it. You're welcome. You are so welcome. Just pause. Pausing before you do that will help you stop saying and it'll help you stop saying right.
Correct. Because I was about to hit you with a right.
That is the appropriate.
But then let me tell you something else. The other word that I hate when I was on my little trip, my nieces and nephews had this bad, but it's a society thing right now. And if I hear bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro. Everybody is saying bro.
And mid.
I don't know about mid, but I'm saying bro. When I say my little niece was like, bro. And then my nephew said bro back to her. And I'm like.
And you're like, I ain't your bro.
And side eye. Side eye was the other thing. I'm like, side eye? Like, I'm going to punch you in your side eye. Choke you. Something like. Bro was killing me. Everybody's saying bro.
You okay now?
I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah. There was another couple words that we was talking about in the shop, but it was a ladies thing. I was
say them out loud. Say them now, quick.
Titties and udders.
Like replacing one with udders?
The girl didn't like the word titties.
And I was like, in what context? What?
She didn't like the word titties. And I thought titties was funny when I say titties.
So you replace that with udders?
Udders. And then another thing they were talking about was mustache. So they didn't like the word mustache on a woman. They wanted to be called upper lip hair.
Upper lip hair.
Oh, but whiskers was acceptable as well. Oh,
whiskers. I like that.
I was like, okay. It's a mustache.
Okay.
So yeah, words I hate.
All right. Thanks. Hey, big shout out to the folks listening here in Ohio. We got some Norwalk, some Cincinnati, Columbus. Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia, Cleveland, Franklin, Wisconsin, Toledo, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky. Wonder who that is.
Who?
Shout out to Muskego, Dayton, Ohio, North Ridgeville, Ohio. Our good boys in Vallejo, California.
What up?
Vermilion, Ohio, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hi, Jen.
Jen, we got to have her on the show again.
Sunbury, Ohio, Chicago.
Shuttown.
Detroit. Toledo area, Milwaukee, Cudahy, Akron.
414, stand up.
Still have some in Germany. So thank you to our listeners in Germany.
That was my cousin.
Westchester, Pennsylvania. You know what's in Westchester?
Mm-mm.
QVC World Headquarters.
What? Do you think we have some famous people watching
is
us?
Is David Venable in the kitchen with David listening to this podcast?
David, are you watching?
Listening. You can't watch this right. Yet. I don't think anybody wants to see us podcast. That would be weird. All right. Representing your company.
Yes.
We had an encounter a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a reputable organization, correct. Local organization. And this organization is not necessarily bougie. It's synonymous with professionalism.
Correct.
Should be.
Yes.
And a representative from this company of professionalism showed up at an occasion looking like he was doing DoorDash.
Not even DoorDash.
Going to pick up a pizza for dinner.
Right.
And had to throw something on real quick.
Correct.
And he was working, P.S.
Working.
Sweatpants, sloppy shirt, horrible jacket.
Correct.
Unshaved and scraggly looking.
Correct. And there was two of them.
There were two of them.
Mm-hmm. Working for the same company.
Yep.
Mess.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassed. I was embarrassed
for them.
I was embarrassed for them. I was embarrassed for their company. And I was embarrassed for the event and all the people that were looking at them.
Which is sad.
It was sad because it was just like, here I am running home from work to get out of what I was wearing to work, which would have still been better than what they had on. Took a shower, ironed my clothes, looking fresh.
Looking presentable.
Presentable. And that walked into the room.
Looking like you know what you're talking about.
A major event.
I think that's the issue, is you have to look like you know what you're doing. If you don't look like you know what you're doing, but I think a lot of people are getting to the point where, you know, with work from home and all the accommodations we tend to make for new employees at businesses, that as long as they're doing the job well or doing a great job, companies are getting a little lenient on how they can look, how they can act, where they can work from, all of that business. So I wonder if that's just it. It's like, okay, well, if that person does a good job, if they show up to whatever looking like hell.
Right, but you come into an event,
but they're okay,
a major event, and it's a lot of, I mean, for
and
what these
kind
people,
of a formal event.
A formal. What these people do for a living, like, they should be dressed. It should be, yeah, like, okay, you represent us, you need to be dressed. Like, no more sweatpants.
I do think it's that particular person, though. But I've seen other people look like complete garbage, too, when they shouldn't. I sometimes look like garbage, too, but I don't say garbage, because I don't ever look like garbage. I will dress down, or I will be cash when I know I'm not going to see anybody that day.
But your dress down and your dress down is not sweatpants.
Correct.
Your dress down.
I would
still,
never. I would never.
It's still a nice pair of jeans, nice pair of shoes, and a nice shirt.
And so, I always think about like wearing. Sometimes I do wear a hoodie to work, but only when I'm doing like work. Like if I'm going to clean something, or I'm going to do a task like that, or I know I'm going to be, you know, I don't want to mess up my good shirts, my good whatever, I will wear that kind of dress down, but not like sweatpants.
And that's acceptable.
Never.
Even working from home, if you got to go Zoom, I did some stuff on Zoom and I caught myself. I had this shirt on and I looked, and when we had a break, I went and changed that shirt because I was like, oh, I'm not representing. And then when I saw all the other people on there, I was like, oh. And I had to question myself, like, what was I thinking when I popped up on that Zoom? And it was just a t-shirt, but when I saw everybody else in the room, I was like, ooh, I got to dress the part. So I think that companies should, hold their people accountable for the way they dress in different occasions.
That's why a dress code exists. But y'all be messy, I think is the point, right?
Right.
Y'all be messy, clean it up.
Clean it up.
That's good, but it's hot.
It's hot?
I need something to drink.
Here goes some milk. Whoa, must be really hot.
That's good. Now let me get another one.
Hot Takis.
Where did you find that?
I literally just YouTube. I just did a YouTube search. She's still playing. We don't have a Snack King review, but
we do not have a Snack King review.
But we did want to talk about it. It kind of is along the same lines. Is Takis has a new? Is it new?
It is new. I've never seen it before. And then when
you went home, you saw it.
When I went home, I saw it. I was in Target there, and it was by the register and an impulse buy, and I had to second guess it. I was like, wait a minute. What is that? And it had the cheddar. It was a cheddar chip. And I was like, wait a minute. And I wanted to know. I was curious at that point. Let me tell y'all, Takis are horrible. They are nasty. They are horrible and nasty. Yes, they are. Takis are. And coming from you, I'm like really surprised that you like Takis.
Well, I only like them because we did a sampling thing at work. Mm. And so we had boxes and boxes of them. And so we were really, really hungry. Mm-mm. We were like, ooh, there's Mm-mm. a whole box of Takis in so-and-so's office. I was like, ooh. Mm-mm. They're too much. I mean, like, they are too much. If you eat too many of them.
It's not even a good flavor. Like, I don't even understand.
It ain't that bad.
Takis are horrible.
It is not that bad.
And they got the different.
But listen, it's like, but if you eat too many of them, it's like sandpaper on your tongue. That's the problem with them.
Sandpaper on your tongue. Takis are horrible.
Okay, but anyway, they got this Ruffles
type. So now of they got a new
cheddar.
Yes,
with mayo. And it's not hot.
It is not hot. And that's where I actually went and I was sitting in the car. It's an intense nacho, non-spicy.
It's not very good. I didn't like them.
But oh my God.
I didn't like them. I might as well just go with stupid Ruffles cheddar. It's the same thing. They didn't taste any different than...
It was cheesier than the... I think they had a different...
the same to me.
No, they didn't.
So how do you know my taste buds?
Because your taste buds broke. They're not broke. Your damn taste buds broke.
They're not broke.
They are broke. If you like Takis, but you don't like the cheddar...
No, and you know what I really like. Did we talk about the chili limon?
No, but we're talking about Takis right now. So let me just tell everybody, like for real, the intense nacho, non-spicy Taki waves. If you get a chance, go out and buy them, sample them, taste them, come back, let us know yes. how they taste, because I'm telling y'all,
please come to one of our social channels and tell us something.
It's a hit. You can find me on TikTok. Let me know, because there's going to be a video out there.
What's your handle on TikTok?
I don't even know what my handle is on TikTok. Snack King Jeff. Snack King Jeff on TikTok.
Yeah, the Snack King has relocated from... He packed up his studio and moved to TikTok.
I don't even know what I'm doing half the time. I got so many... I don't even know who I am. Who am I right now?
I don't know. I don't even know why we're doing this.
I'm Jeff J. Flo and
I don't know why we're doing this, because no one's listening.
Yes, they are. But anyways, Taki Waves, intense nacho, non-spicy. It's the new cheesy flavor. For me, it's a hit. For you, it's not. Let's talk about the limones.
My chili limones?
Chili limones. What's up?
My Lay's chili limon?
Chili limon.
The chili lemon was the soccer. We talked about this, I think. The soccer flavor. They were a special flavor, I think, for the World Cup. I swear that's what it was. And then now it's like a regular flavor, and I'm addicted. Like Kroger sells a generic brand of generic one of this. Mm-hmm. It's not as good. Okay. The Lay's, they're expensive as hell, though. Oh my God!
But this week they were on sale, so you should have went and bought yourself.
I bought myself. The Lay's was I like... bought. Shut up! Okay. I bought two bags the last time because they were $2 a piece on sale.
Okay, that's what I was about to say, because you know they use like $4.
There's a whole bag in there that I have not opened yet,
and I'm not open because I'm not that crazy about them.
But they are so... I think they're so good. Like just the right amount of heat. Mm-hmm. Just the right. That is the heat I can stand. I don't want no flaming hot Cheetos. Takis I would put aside. I would not eat the Takis, but I would eat that kind of spice. I'm not a spice guy.
That's like I said.
Because then it comes out your booty and it burns.
I don't have that problem.
Yes, you do.
No, I
everybody,
don't.
Everybody does. If you eat spicy food, it goes in spicy, it comes out spicy.
Just because your little booty old tender.
Tender butthole. Hey, there's a song. Tender, tender butthole.
Enough.
Oh boy. We better stop before we get in trouble.
We might want to stop.
Thanks for listening today. Appreciate you.
I'm glad we're back.
We're recording this on a Sunday night, which means if you're listening to this, it's probably Monday for you. So what a great way to start out the week. Here's one for you. Nice little surprise.
Hey.
And to our friend who does not like the hip hop siren, I did my best.
This time.
There was only one in there.
Only one. Can't guarantee.
So hopefully you're not annoyed.
Because your boy is coming back and I'm going to need my horn.
Don't be embarrassed when you check out the sex section at the Target or the Kmart or the Walmart.
You said the Kmart.
The Kmart. Anyway, find us on social if you feel like it. Tell your friends about us. Share it. Listen. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll see you next time, I guess.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Next week.
All right.
Bye.
That's what he says now. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Nobody Gets This podcast. Connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at NGTPod.